USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Results from the Iowa presidential caucuses late yesterday are confusion, as the actual results have been delayed by technical glitches. They may not be released until sometime later today. The state Democratic Party saying it found inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of results. Most of the major candidates have already left Iowa, and they're now in New Hampshire, among them Senator Elizabeth Warren.
When I left Iowa, I said it was too close to call, and it still is, but I feel good.
More senators are expected to explain their votes in the president's impeachment trial today on the Senate floor. A final vote on the two articles is scheduled to happen tomorrow, and the president's expected to be acquitted. President Trump will give the annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight, expected to tout things like new trade deals and the strong economy. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Arguably the most well-known radio talk show host on the planet, Rush Limbaugh shocks listeners with a medical diagnosis. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of his listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer.
Diagnosis confirmed by two medical institutions back on January 20th.
Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath.
The coronavirus continues to rapidly spread across China, where authorities say there's been a spike in confirmed cases. It's up to 20,000 now, an 18% jump in just 24 hours. At least 425 people have died from the virus. And Forbes' first ever list of the highest earning podcasters is out. And Joe Rogan, who hosts the Joe Rogan Experience, tops the list, earning $30 million last year. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's rape trial picks back up today in New York City after some dramatic moments yesterday when one of his accusers suffered a panic attack. Lawyers for the disgraced movie producer were questioning Jessica Mann when the incident occurred. She was reading a letter to a former boyfriend that she'd written when she broke down and started crying. It led to a short break, but Mann was reportedly still having a hard time breathing, so the trial was stopped for the day. A powerful winter storm that bombarded the Rockies with heavy snow yesterday, heading now towards the center of the country. The National Weather Service says the storm will generate a band of snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast over the next few days. And in the south, forecasters are calling for heavy rainfall and possibly severe thunderstorms today through Thursday. As much as 3 inches of rain could fall on parts of Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, and the Tennessee Valley into Wednesday evening. And emotional support chickens? A Florida woman claims her 9-year-old son needs his 8 chickens as emotional support animals because of brain trauma. After a neighbor complained to the city sided with the boy, but the neighbor then appealed the decision, citing possible diseases the chickens could spread. The city commission yesterday ruled that the boy can keep his chickens for at least 120 days as they continue to review the issue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.